Hey guys, it's Heather. We're hanging out in the Grand Music Fest in Sumo Springs. Tanner Usre has the day off.
Yep.
How's it going, man?
It's
How's your steamboat so far?
Well, it's my first one. Been hitting it pretty hard.
Yeah. So good.
We're surviving.
Okay. Listen.
We're surviving.
Part of the thing about being here is surviving.
Yeah.
There's something about the altitude.
Like, yeah.
I get dehydrated so fast here, not even with alcohol,
yeah.
Just because it's just up here.
Right.
Makes me kind of miss home sometimes, but at the same time, it is a cool setting.
And then hitting the stairs.
The stairs are brutal.
Man. Oh, my God.
So have you got to play some cool places, met some cool people yet?
Yeah, for sure. Did the Dung Beetle Saloon the other day, and then I got the Media Lounge tomorrow.
Yeah, the Dung Beetle line while you were in there was like wrapped around to the piano.
Yeah, that's what people were telling me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How does that feel for like your first year being
here? I was not expecting that for sure.
Really?
Yeah, it was definitely cool. Because I would walk out, I had to go to the bathroom before the show. So I walked out and saw everybody, and I was like, wow, that's for me.
That's for me. Well, that venue is small, but like it's got such a cool vibe
right.
in there. It makes it so much fun. I don't know how you didn't expect that, considering you just, like, I don't know, blown up on all streaming platforms recently.
You know.
How's that feel?
It's awesome.
Like, it's the first time you had your first million, what was that like?
It's just been a wild ride. The first million, I remember, getting excited about having 1,000 people listen and 1,000 streams or whatever, and then to what it is now, it's just been a crazy ride.
It's huge numbers, you know? So when are you looking to put out some new music? Pick up your phone, ride for a little bit.
We got some stuff coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a pipeline.
So pick up your phone, just a little bit kind of about your story behind that song, because it's been jumping up the charts really big time recently.
I got a phone call. Actually, I got a couple phone calls from a couple people, and they were like, hey, I know you're busy, but you never call anymore, or whatever, or you've changed, or you never call anymore, or whatever, but I'm like, I got to thinking, I'm like, man, what if I need you to call me? Like, that's kind of what that was.
Very cool. No, I love the song. It's a ballad, it's a little bit different than everything that you've put out so far, and really just freaking killing it with it. So new stuff coming soon, mm-hmm. huh? Do we have a date maybe to look for? Spring? Summer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So sometime around then. I like those words. And you recently just played Billy Pops for the first time.
Yeah, that was crazy.
How was that?
It was good. It was good. I think it was cold, but it was good.
It's weird because in that showroom, like, there's no heater.
Right.
So, like, probably when you were doing sound check, you could probably see your breath.
Oh, yeah, it was cold. Yeah, it was cold.
How was that trying to keep, like, the guitar in tune, like, right before you go on set? Is that weird? Or did it stay in pretty good?
It's staying pretty good. Not nice. Here, however.
It's a different story.
Different story. Yeah.
No, that's really awesome. But I don't know if you know this. Mega Millions is up to $1 billion.
I did not know that.
Tonight's a drawing. So, if you were given $1 billion, what would you buy first?
My own island.
Island?
I would just, a ranch or something. Y'all wouldn't see me again.
So you like to be incognito, like away from everything?
Oh, yeah.
So like events like this, does it make it hard?
No, I like this too. I can go both ways.
See, that's nice.
Yeah.
So I forget what they call that. Like, because you're like introverted or extroverted or is
introverted, extrovert.
I don't even remember what the name of it.
I'm an introverted extrovert.
Do you feel like on stage you're a different person than what
yes.
you are on stage?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because you're so much energy on that stage. It's really cool to watch your shows, man. And keep it up. We're excited. We love having you on at the ranch. And excited to bring you back and hopefully bring you back to Billy Bob's where it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at it.
You're looking at it?
Yeah.
Talking with Robert and all of them there.
Yeah.
So what's next? What's looking like for 2023 for you?
Right off the bat, we have this, and then we're hitting out of state for a while, I think until at least February. So, yeah, we won't be back in Texas for a minute, because we're going to do, like, Colorado.
Yeah.
And Kansas City and Wichita and Nebraska. So just playing more shows.
Are you excited to get out of state a little bit more?
Yeah, it'll be fun. We did it a couple years ago in 2020, but now it's different.
So. Well, yeah, I think you've really blown up since then, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time that you heard, like, the audience sing back your songs to you?
It was, yeah. I just released, it was weird because it wasn't even a released song. I posted a video of Hold On To Me one day, and the next, we played Lubbock, and people were already singing along.
Is that not the craziest thing?
Yeah, that was
thing?
Nuts.
Probably, it's, I don't know, I've never been in those shoes before, but, like, every night that you're on stage and you hear that,
yeah.
Does it, like, make you feel like, all right, man, I'm doing the right thing
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you weren't doing music, what would you do?
I don't know.
Hide.
Yeah, I don't, never really had a backup plan.
No, well, don't, because we love what you do, and keep putting out the great music. Love having our own, just killing it up there.
And okay.
We going to see another one on Yellowstone? Do we know
Hopefully.
Yet?
Hopefully. Don't know yet.
Did they give you a phone call when that happened, or how did?
They emailed me.
An email.
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, we would like this song." Just like, okay, done.
Hey, easy enough, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tanner, thank you so much for your time.
Of course.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, your day off up here, and hanging out with us. But
thanks for having me.
Have a great time at Steamboat.
You too.